Welcome to a bedtime story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled Bonito the Broadway Goat. Once upon a time, in the delightful little meadow of Capriccio Valley, lived a goat named Bonito. Bonito was quite unlike any other goat. While most goats were content chewing on grass and occasionally munching on an old boot, Bonito had grand dreams. He dreamed of the spotlight, the stage, and the booming applause of a Broadway audience. Bonito had been obsessed with musical theater ever since he found a scratchy old radio in the farmer's shed that played show tunes day and night. He pranced around the meadow, belting out classics from The Phantom of the Opera, adding a little bleat here, a little skip there. But there was a hitch in Bonito's plans. Despite his dramatic flair and undeniable enthusiasm, Bonito was also wildly, affectionate. Bonito's affections weren't limited to just other goats. He had quite the reputation around the meadow for wooing the hens and charming the horses. Still, he had his eyes set on Daisy, the farmer's prized milking cow. Daisy, with her shiny udders and dazzlingly big brown eyes, seemed to be the perfect leading lady. One fateful summer evening, after yet another unsuccessful courtship with Daisy that ended in a bucket of milk being unceremoniously dumped over his head, Bonito stumbled upon an advertisement pinned to the barn door.
Broadway in the Barn, an open call for all talented farm animals.
This was Bonito's chance. With a newfound determination, and perhaps still smelling a bit like sour milk, he rehearsed day and night. I Will Always Love You, his favorite number, became his audition piece. When the big day arrived, animals from all over gathered in the barn. Chickens lined up with unpracticed tap numbers, and pigs attempted opera with varying degrees of success. Bonito was a bundle of jitters and hormones, but he took a deep breath and stepped out from behind the hay bales. He began his song with a dramatic head toss, his voice clear and strong, filled with vibrato that any bleeding goat would envy. Needless to say, it was a performance that left the audience bleeding for more, with confusion, admiration, maybe both. The local rooster, acting as the judge, was so impressed that though he didn't quite know how to handle Bonito's enthusiastic winking and suggestive tail swishes, he gave him the starring role. Bonito was elated. He had finally found his stage. His stories of passionate escapades and unrequited love became the talk of Capriccio Valley. Every Friday night, the lit-up barn echoed with the baas, clucks, and an odd mooing rendition of show tunes. And there, in the midst of it all, stood Bonito, under the glaring bulbs of the barn stage, the finest goat Broadway had ever seen, at least in Capriccio Valley. And if Daisy didn't exactly become his leading lady, well, Bonito had learned that sometimes a goat's first love is simply the thrill of the spotlight. This has been a bedtime story. Good night.